Wojciech Jasny is a fit and active 82-year-old who clearly loves to tell a story, and what tales he has to recount. After his father was killed at Auschwitz, the teenage Wojciech joined the resistance. As a young filmmaker, he was happy to serve socialism, and though he later lost the faith somewhat, he did enjoy good relations with communist leaders Antonin Navalny and Alexander Dubček. Other significant acquaintances included Tito, the great German author Heinrich Böll, and Miloš Forman, who helped him get a position teaching at Columbia University in New York. At his apartment in Queens, Wojciech Jasny told me some of his amazing stories. But first he told me about the fate of his father.
He was head of resistance, spiritual resistance, and he was mayor of this folk organization, and Gestapo knew, and these people were sent in 42, they were taken 41 in the fall. Before, my father was hiding 1 year and we helped him to hide, but then he came, he said nobody will hide me more, people are scared. So he was 4 days there, and he was taken by Gestapo, never come back. And when he died, I was over 17, and I was already, they put us from gymnasium to work in the factory of weapons, and I was in workers' resistance, communist.
Could you briefly explain, please, to go back a second, what you mean by saying your father was a spiritual resistance fighter?
He was not fighting with weapons. He was working with spirit of people, and this moral of this ethics and all this, what he believed as men of Masaryk, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, our great president. So I went home to our couch, and I said to my mother, when father died, I went to the garden, and I hugged the tree as old as me. Father built this garden when I was a little boy, and went to his bees, and I promised to these bees that I will go fight against if they don't die like a slave.
And what did you yourself do in the resistance?
I was in this resistance in the factory working with other workers, and we have some duties prepared for some actions, but then Gestapo found a letter written to me with little letters. It was leftist, and they started to go after me. And I was called to Gestapo chief of Szczecin factory, and he wanted to interrogate me. I came and to the door. I said to the soldier, let me, my German was very good, therefore I was then with British spy. And I knocked on the door, opened the door, and came and said, "Heil Hitler!" He smiled and said, "What is? He's not this man as is shown to me, reported to me." He said, "Sit down. You have cigarette?" I said, "Sure." And he said, "We can speak Czech. I speak Czech very well." I said, "But let's talk German. You know, I will stay in this factory, become engineer, and you will win the war, and that's what it is." And so I was saved. When I came back to the factory, the reproductors called by the chief engineer Hrast, helps worker Wojciech Jasny immediately to engineer Hrast, because he worked there, and Gestapo asked him to find out who I am, find out from me, because I play this game. And I came there, I was a very lucky man. He was in English tweed jacket, blue eyes, rusty hair, and he said, "You need now good coffee." I said, "Sure, I didn't have good coffee since years." So he let make good coffee and said, "I work for British intelligence. Will you work for us?" I said, "Immediately. But if you are Gestapo, I'm finished." He said, "You will go in 4 weeks with job, and you will work for us because of your very good German." So I was sent with 18 to trenches to organize maps for Soviet army, these anti-tank trenches that will come from other side and not there where these trenches were built. And then in mountains, Major Murzin, partisans, Soviet partisans, they got my maps and sent it to Red Army, and he gave me new job. But it was done, organized by British.
I believe after that you became a socialist yourself. And if we can move forward in time, I know also that you and the great director Karel Kakinya made together some kind of propaganda film.
Yes, we made these films. We believed in this, that this is good stuff, but we were both learned very good experience. In 1952 we were sent to China with special camera, 35, with a lot of material, shoot feature film about all China now, and some short films, and organized it with Chinese film, state film, and army, and they cooperated. Chou Enlai was my boss. I wrote the screenplay, and Chou Enlai liked my screenplay because I put there all Chinese poetry. He liked also very much.
I've read on that trip also something happened to one of your team on the way across the USSR, which maybe put you off socialism.
Not of socialism, but of communism, of Soviet system.
Could you possibly tell us about your colleague who was killed, or apparently killed, in the Soviet Union?
And he was not killed in Soviet Union. It was Radim Dreso, the artistic chief, great composer, and we were friends. And he said he has to go to Soviet Union and he will tell them the truth, that it is not what we believed. And I said, don't do it, they kill you. So when he went there, he told it, then came back and he was killed like Jan Masaryk. They cut his veins and threw him out of the window of his apartment, pretending that he was in unhappy love. He has a very beautiful girl, and because of her, but it was not true. So I learned this, and since then I have to be very careful and wait until Stalin will die, then I can make my movies.
Varhaník Očenáš, předsedou KSČ, Domkař Zajívala, předsedou menšinového družstva, a Polír Máčala, tajemníkem na obci. Převzali moc se všemi důsledky.
This is a scene from Všichni dobří rodáci, or My Good Countrymen, which was made in 1968. Perhaps Wojciech Jasny's best known film, it reflects the optimism and later hard reality of life in a Czechoslovak village in the decade after the communists came to power. It followed a string of other pictures, including Toha, or Desire, from 1958, and the 1963 film Až přijde Kocor, known in English as The Cassandra Cut. But it was another film that was to win Mr. Jasny a powerful supporter.
Antonín Novotný, our president and secretary then of the Communist Party, he was in the time of Second War in Mauthausen. It was terrible death camp, but Czechs had their specialty. There was a Lagerschreiber who was friend of SS, but he was a communist, so he helped all Czech, and especially communists. Serva, I made this film, written by Jarisch, was also survivor of this, and very good writer. So I made this film as my greatest European film with all nations. And Novotný loved me because of this film.
What film now are we talking about?
I am talking about I Survived My Own Death, the film by Milan Jarisch, screenplay, and I made this film cinematically with my great cameraman Jaroslav Kučera, and it is one of my best movies ever. And Novotný loved this film. Then when he became president, later came the situation that I needed Verich. Jan Verich was banned to act because he talked on the stage against the party. So came to it that Novotný, I asked to President Novotný to make him free, and he did it for me.
And can you please tell us about Dubček and the making of All My Good Countrymen, which you had written years previously?
I have to tell one thing before it, still about Novotný. When The Cat was made, there was a party in Lány Castle, outdoors, and we had trouts, and we drank French cognac or vodka. He drank vodka, I had my cognac, my wife too. And he came to me in this fire light, from this fire there, and he looked me into the eyes and said, Jasny, you can make now any films after Cat. You get money, everything, but if you go against the party, we kill you. And I smiled at him and said, you think I might try? And that was it.
I was keen to hear about Wojciech Jasny's dealings with the reformist communist leader Alexander Dubček, but he wasn't quite finished talking about Dubček's predecessor, Novotny.
Secret police called me to a special place. They had this apartment in normal houses. They put loud radio and running water, that if I have a machine to take it with my special micro, what they are telling me, and he said, you will now work for us, and you will spy about all your friends and write us what they are doing, what they are thinking, and you will do it. I said, I will not do it. They said, we will push you. I said, let's see, let me think about it. I left and came home. My wife and son, they were not home, and I called President Novotny. And I said, Mr. President, they will push me to do it. I will not do it. If they put me, I would lose my face morally. And moral death is worse than physical death. I was risking my life before. I have a knife. I came just from Algeria. I showed all around the world a cat. Also in Algeria, they gave me sheep. A knife cutting throat to sheep, and I would cut my throat, because what I should do if British advised me, I had a sharp knife in the war when I worked for them, and if Gestapo should get me before, I had to cut my throat. I was ready to do it. That's my life. And he said, don't do it. I said, if you help me, I don't do it. And he called Politburo. It was Khrushchev time, and he was friend of Khrushchev. So he could do it, and I was free, and I could go to all important embassies and dine with the ambassadors and culture attaché and work for new democratic order in my country.
Speaking of the new democratic order, I believe Dubček, as I mentioned earlier, gave the green light in some way for the making of your best-known film, All My Good Countrymen.
I owe him everything. When he became chief of the party, he was with Brezhnev in the political school in Moscow. They were friends, and Brezhnev thought he will obey him. But Dubček joined us, this human face, and he was really, really for it. And he called me himself on the phone and said, now, Jasny, you can make your film, and you get everything for it, and now you do it. I waited for it 12 years. It was Dubček. I owe him my film. But to Novotny, I owe my life. That's how it is. It is not so simple with communism. There were also humans.
You're listening to a special program from Radio Prague, in which our guest is film director Wojciech Jasny. Getting back to his pictures, Jasny has won several awards at the prestigious Cannes Film Festival. They include the Jury Prize for Toha, or Desire, in 1963, and Best Director for Všichni Dobří Rodáci, All My Good Countrymen, in 1969.
I was awarded first with Desire in 1959, because when I could not make Countrymen, I wrote for my production group of Bohumil Šmída, producer. He said, you are a poet, write poetic film, and we will make it. So I wrote the poetic film Desire, and it was my first success. And I became friend of President of Cannes, who was my mentor and protector, politically too. Desire was awarded with Jitrinka, Dream of Summer Night, as best selection of all selections at Cannes. Second, it got special prizes. This film made me famous in Europe and in India, so I was invited to be at seminars 1 month in Venice with Rossellini and learned. And I was invited to be in England with David Lean, Carol Reed, and Anthony Esquis and talk with these guys. And I was invited to Paris. I was inspired, and Desire made me. And then Cat was a great success around the world and at Cannes and many festivals. And to Mar del Plata, I traveled 2 years only with Cat around the world. And then Jitrinka, my friend and mentor, told me after Cat, he said, now you have such a talent, you can do very simple film, do it. Do very simple film, very real film. And I wrote Countrymen, finally, and I made it, thanks to Dubček.
Did the success of the film in Czechoslovakia have an impact on your life? Because I believe 1 million people saw it in a year or two. It was a really big and very popular even today. It's still a much loved film.
I was famous in the world, not only in my country, and still many think this is my peak of my work. It is, but then I had to go in exile.
What in the end pushed you to leave Czechoslovakia?
It was life or death. I made still last film Czech Rhapsody and sent it secretly to Osaka, exhibition in Osaka. And it was poetic film, 18 minutes or 20 minutes, about occupation of without words, only with pictures and music, and real people and students around Palahu burned himself. And when party found it is the film against them, they called me and said, what you wanted to say with this film? I said, there are not words. What you see. But then they found out, and Jiří Purš, after Soviet invasion, became general director. He was before my friend of Czech cinema. He said, I cannot more protect you. The situation is, you can save yourself this way. You will go on TV, radio, and press, and you will say The Countryman is your worst film, and Czech Rhapsody too. You will make films written by others, a kennel of secret police, and make him hero. You will make this film. For me, it would be moral death. I said, how much time you give me? He said, 4 days. I came home and said to my wife and son, we have to leave in 4 days, and we left.
Wojciech Jasny has made films in many countries around the world. In fact, he says that no director has shot pictures in as many different countries as he has. He was based for several years in Germany, but before that he spent time in Yugoslavia, where he became a favorite of Tito, no less. Though he doesn't outline why, the director says Tito protected him from danger.
Tito gave me bodyguard. Not telling me, he liked me, we knew each other. And so he saved my life too. They were sleeping in hotel in front of my desk with gun. Nobody could take me, and witnesses always with me. But in Germany, the greatest influence of me was Heinrich Böll. When he proposed me after the Soviet invasion, I came make film with him. Nicht nur zur Weihnachtszeit, a satire, beautiful, surreal film about a lady. She's crazy because she will make Christmas Eve every day, and the whole family became mad. So, and this is German story in it. So I made this feature film, and it was one of the best comedies ever made. And Bert told me, let's make My Clown. Will you direct it? I said, it was my great wish. So we made together The Clown, we wrote it, and it was nominated for Oscar. And I could not find job for 2 years, so I was drinking and looking for work in mines, and then we were drinking, and I came drunk to Heinrich Böll, and he said, Wojciech, have a dinner, sleep well, and in the morning we talk. And I said to Heinrich Böll, Heinrich, what shall I do? I lost my roots. If I had my native roots, I cannot create. He said, you can. He said, you stay with me here, and we write the screenplay until it's done, and we will make it. And then he got Nobel Prize. But I said, what shall I do, Heinrich? And he said, Geduld, Wojciech, Geduld. Patience, Wojciech, patience. These two words saved my life as an artist.
Wojciech Jasny, who this year received a Czech Lion Film Award for lifelong services to cinematography, has now been living in the US for over 20 years. An old friend, Miloš Forman, was instrumental in bringing him to the country he's now happy to call home.
In Germany, they started to make mostly series, and that was not for me. I would be dead man. I decided to go to France and find apartment and stay there, because with my success at Cannes 4 times, I could be there. And came proposal from Columbia University, Milos made Amadeus, and because of Amadeus I came to America.
This is Milos Forman we're talking about.
Yes, Milos Forman. I helped him with Black Peter and Loves of a Blonde, and he helped me in America. So I came to America, learned English, and stayed here because I love it here.
Tell us, please, about your involvement with Steven Spielberg's project to make films about the Holocaust.
I should go to Japan, create a film academy in Ibaraki, Zen Buddhists and painters and poets place, and I wanted to stay in Japan because I'm also Zen Buddhist partly. I was trained by Herben von Karajan in Zen Buddhist meditations, and he was great in it. Karajan was my great teacher, and came letter from Spielberg and Milos Forman, where was written, "We will ask you make about Czech survivors this one film. You are the only and one who can do it." So I called back and I said, "If you give me this and this and this, I will do it." And I did it. And I didn't go to Japan, and I stayed. And because of this film, I work on two Jewish stories, Terezin fully, and I made this Hell on Earth. It was in 64 countries shown, and it is my horror, really, and I put Beethoven Quartet to Auschwitz. This is my way. And I shot with nice stuff with Czech cameramen. So this is what I do. We work with other friend. He was a rabbi for 12 years. He's now in publishing books. Harold Rabinovich Heshi, his Yiddish little dear. Heshi, we write Kabbalah film in New York and about Baal Shem Tov. But it will take some years to finish. I have more plans, but let's see. I need more years to work.
And here's wishing film director Wojciech Jasny many more years behind the camera. That brings us to the end of this special interview on Radio Pro.